As a formerly fanatic follower of a fundamentalist Christian cult, I can tell you that it's not enough to simply question authority. To really be effective, one must question the source of authority. For example, when I began to question the precepts of my religion, I first approached church authorities, and they were patient with me and answered my questions by pointing me to books and magazines written by church panjandrums and to Bible verses found in the church's own translation. But notice the circular logic when a religion's own writings and Bible translation are used to prove that religion's legitimacy. It's like making a badge for yourself and insisting you're a policeman, the only policeman. In fact, I only began to make progress when I asked a different question, one that was relatively simple. How, exactly, was God communicating with church authorities? It was the exactly that helped me to see my way through all the doctrinal issues. Basically, I wanted to know precisely how God was communicating with his earthly representatives, who claimed to be his sole channel for religious truth. Just asking this question made me realize it was weird that I didn't already know the answer, for I was an extremely knowledgeable member of the church. I joined when I was 20 and stayed in until I was almost 40, and during all that time I was very studious. I even learned to read a little Greek and Hebrew so I could check scriptures in their original language. And, well, I'm smart. I'm a licensed land surveyor and professional writer. I have a good memory. I read a hell of a lot. And I even qualify for Mensa based on my SAT scores. But somehow, I didn't know the answer to this very basic question. I eventually realized that there was no answer. The church hierarchy knew quite well that pinning themselves down in this would lead to trouble. They didn't, for example, want to explain why they had to occasionally adjust doctrines if they had a direct pipeline to an infallible source of truth. Notice that it wasn't intelligence that helped me to see through church doctrine. In fact, intelligent people often find it difficult to abandon dumb ideas because they are so good at coming up with clever reasons to keep believing. Rather, it was by asking a dumb question and waiting for an answer that I was finally able to realize I was in an intellectually and spiritually bankrupt organization. I encourage you to do the same. If you are subject to some authority, be it a religion or a government or philosophical idea or some other organization, make a point of questioning its role in your life by investigating the source of its authority. You will likely find that it comes down to the ideas of some human. And if you're going to grant some human authority over your life, that human might as well be yourself. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.